applications for the 2020 ACRE Advanced Entrepreneurship Program. They're open right now. Due May the 1st here to tell us more about the program, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Tell us a little bit more, for those of us that are not maybe familiar with this, Commissioner, what ACRE is all about.
Well, first off, ACRE is an acronym, and you'll know why we call it ACRE when I say that it stands for the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship. And the Advanced Entrepreneurship Program is designed for those agribusinesses looking to grow to the next level and have a unique approach to agriculture, and one that with some small financial assistance might be able to help them get to that next level. And that's what ACRE Entrepreneurship is really all about. And I think we're in the third year with it.
And you've had some tremendous success with the program. Can you give us some examples of some folks that have been through this program, made their presentations, and then come out with some pretty interesting results?
Over in the PD area, I think from Darlington County, Ty and Tracy Woodard, and they have an enterprise called Covered in Cotton. Mm-hmm. And they take their own cotton, have it spun and weaved, and then manufactured, or I guess sewn into bed covers and things like that, and have several different product lines, and high-end bed covers, hand towels, blankets, all these types of things. They've been in Gun Magazine. We were able to help them expand from just, I think they had a singular product when they first started, and with the ACRE funding that they got, they were able to add on several other lines like we've talked about here. And you move to a totally different part of the state and totally different approach. Upstate is Table Rock Tea Company. They got a bagging machine that they would not have been able to afford otherwise, and it lined them up with some, and then get into retail outlets and things like that. So a couple of great examples. You know, the award is up to $25,000. I forget the total number that we will actually fund. But, you know, for some small businesses, that can be quite a bit of financial help to get them up to the next level.
So if folks are interested in taking part in this and they would like to make their pitch to ACRE, what do they need to do, Commissioner?
Several ways to do that. One is through the website we've set up for that, and that's ACRE-SC, so it's ACRE-SC.com. And then the director for that is Kyle Player. Her phone number is 803-734-2324. So you can get in touch with Kyle. She can explain more of it and how the process will work. But need to remember that the deadline is May 1st, which is just around the corner.
Yeah, it as is the case with so many things this year, it seems like dates are coming and going and we don't even realize it. So just a little over a week left for folks to get their applications in. So this is a competitive situation. Is that correct, Commissioner?
That's correct. I think over the years we've had 35 to 45 applicants, and I think we've funded maybe five a year, something like that, maybe mm-hmm. one or two more. So we'll see how it plays out this year, but the first thing is for people to get their applications in, and now's the time to do it. And I guess maybe happy to report one thing that has not been delayed by the coronavirus. So we're on schedule the ACRE program and get those applications in, and the process will get started.
Sounds good. That's ACRE-SC.com, ACRE-SC.com. It's the ACRE Advanced Entrepreneurship Program, but just a few days remaining to get your application in. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.